Adamai Parabes Mishnah Hey Rabbi Meir Oimer Shadarko Limari Begasa Umarido Bidaka Tela Daka Legasa. Rabbi Meir said, somebody normally who sells his produce in very large amounts, and right now he is selling it in small amounts, that which he's selling it in small amounts is secondary to that which he sells it in large amounts. Meaning to say, that we said in the previous Mishnah, the people who sell produce in very large amounts, such as wholesalers, if they buy their produce from an Am Haaretz, they don't have to take off the maaser from the Dmai themselves. Instead, the buyer would take off the maaser, as opposed to somebody who sells in small amounts, such as storekeepers. They do have to take off the maaser from the produce that they sell. And Rabbi Meir holds that somebody who normally sells his produce in large amounts, even though right now he's selling in a small amount, he would not have to take off the maaser from the produce that he is selling, since he normally sells his produce in large amounts. Eshadarko limare bedaka, umare begasa, stela gasa ledaka. Somebody who normally sells his produce in small amounts, such as the storekeeper, and right now he is selling his produce in large amounts, it's tough on secondary that which is selling it right now to large amounts, since he normally sells it in small amounts, and therefore, even though right now he's selling it in large amounts, he has to take off the maaser from the produce that he is selling. Ezuhu mida gasa. What is considered a large amount? He said that somebody who sells in large amounts doesn't have to take off the maaser from the demand. B'yave shloshes kabit. Uvalach dino. Person who's selling dry goods, if he's selling 3 kabit of dry goods at a time, that is considered somebody who's selling a large amount and is pocket for taking off the maaser. And if he is selling liquid, if he's selling 1 dinar worth of liquid at one time, that is considered selling a large amount and would be pocket for taking off the maaser. Rabbi Yosi Omer. Sali Teine, Usali Anovim, Ukupo Shoyere. Kozman Shu Marichan Achasra Pata. Rabbi Yosi said, somebody who is selling baskets of figs, or baskets of grapes, or boxes of vegetables, if he is selling them per box or per basket, he is not selling them by weight, that is considered selling them a large amount, and if you're not selling it by weight, you're a Pata for taking off the maasers from the Dmai, since you're selling them in large amounts. Sachas Mai Paragimel Mishnah Aleph Machilin Es Aniyim Dmai Bes Achsanya Dmai. You can feed Aniyim produce which is Dmai, produce which was bought from an Am Haaretz, and the mice were not taken from it. And even though the Chacham decreed that when you buy produce from an Am Haaretz, you have to take off the mice from it, but since most Am Haaretz do take off the mice before they sell their produce, and it's only a Chumrah that which the Rabbanim said, you have to take the mice from the Dmai, the Chacham made an exception in this case. When you're hosting an Ani by your house, you can feed him Dmai from the food that you give him. And so too, an Achsanya could be fed Dmai. An Achsanya are soldiers, even if they're Jewish, and they're going from place to place, and each place they pass by, the people of that place give them food. They're allowed to give them Dmai, as these soldiers are considered Aniyim. But if the soldiers are staying overnight in the place that they're in such a case, you would not be allowed to feed them Dmai. Only if they're only passing through this place without staying overnight is it mutter to feed these soldiers Dmai. Rabbi Gamliel Hayamaiho is Paul of Dmai. Rabbi Gamliel used to feed his workers Dmai. He would take produce from an Am Haaretz and he wouldn't take off the maaser from them before feeding them to his workers. As we're talking about where his workers were Aniyim, so therefore it's allowed to feed them Dmai. While the Rabbanim argues with Rabbi Gamliel, as the Rabbanim holds, since you're mechuyev to feed your workers, in such a case, you would not be allowed to give them Dmai. You'd have to take off the maaser first. As regular Aniyim, you can give them Dmai, since you have no chiyev to give them the food. You're giving it to them at staka, and therefore, you don't have to take off the maaser from the Dmai you're giving them. But your worker that you're mechuyev to feed, even though they're Aniyim, you're not allowed to feed them the Dmai. You have to take off the maaser first. Gabai Stucker. Somebody with a Gabai Stucker, he distributes Stucker to Aniyim, and in this case, he's distributing food to the Aniyim. Beshame Aymer Nelsonen es Hamausa, Lesheno Maasa, Beth Sheno Mausa, Limaasa. Nimsu, call Adam, Oichlin Matuk. Beshame Ho, when the Gabai Stucker gives food to the Aniyim, the food that the Maasa was already taken from it would be given to Aniyim who might otherwise not take off the Maasa themselves. And the food that the maaser was not yet taken from it, that would be given to Aniyim that we know will take off the miser themselves, and we'll give those aniyim a little bit extra, as when they take off the miser, they will have less food. And that way, all the aniyim are eating food that the miser was taken from it. As according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to give to aniyim food that misers weren't taken from it. He argued with that, which we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, that you can give aniyim d'mat without taking off the misers. Beis Shammai holds that you can't give aniyim d'mat. And therefore, according to Beis Shammai, if you're giving food to aniyim that might not take off the miser themselves, you cannot give them food that the miser were not taken from. The Chacham Maimer, Gaivin Stam, Umechalkin Stam. The Haraita Litake and Yitake. The Chacham disagree with Beis Shammai. They hold, you're allowed to feed aniyim d'mat. So therefore, when the Gavei Tzedakah collects food from the Balei Bata, he's allowed to collect Stam, he's allowed to collect even from Amei Rasa, that the food that he collects is d'mat. And he distributes the food stam, meaning to say, he'll distribute the food that he collects, even the food that is d'mai, to anybody. He'll distribute the d'mai even to aniyim who won't take off the maisers himself. And any ani who wants to take off the maisers himself should do so. And since he's giving to the aniyim d'mai, when the ani receives the food, he should take off the maisers himself. And even though you're allowed to feed aniyim d'mai, that's only if you're hosting an ani in your house and you're serving him food on your table. You're allowed to give him food that is d'mai. The ani would not have to take off the maisers himself. But when you're feeding aniyim d'mai that he will take to his house, he's not eating it right there, he's going to bring the food to his house. In such a case, the ani is not puter from taking off the maisers. The ani would have to take off the maisers himself before eating the food.